At the outset, it should be noted that I am a member of the TV generation. While this may not be a technical demographic category, it is an accurate description of my growing up. I still remember the shows I watched during breakfast. And back then, I had the TV schedule memorized, not just the shows I would watch, but even those I wouldn't. Oh, of course, it was easier back then. There were only three major stations. But living in Detroit, we got a fourth, Canadian TV, which meant I regularly watched Hockey Night in Canada. And there were those low-frequency stations. But the fact is, TV viewing was very limited. And when our family got its first color TV, it was magical. I reveal all of this not so you'll think any less of me, but rather as a form of disclaimer. I don't want anyone to think that what I'm about to say comes out of a long-standing dislike of TV, for even to this very day, I enjoy watching a good television show. All this being said, I am really sick of reality TV, and my dislike of it exists on several levels. If, as it has been reported, the White House gate-crashing couple were trying not only to get into a state dinner, but more trying to secure the wife's place on a reality TV show, well, my point is made. For that gate-crashing couple took a page right out of Balloon Boy's father's attempt to get his own reality TV show. You remember that prank? When a young boy was said to be inside an experimental aircraft and the nation's attention was drawn to this crisis. But what was eventually discovered was this was all a ruse, a fake, an elaborate attempt by the father to attract enough attention to launch his own TV career. Both of these incidents reflect the length that some will go to achieve their 15 minutes of fame. While clearly not everyone who wants to be on reality TV is willing to break the law, anyone who is willing to be on reality TV is willing to be seen not in the best light. For part of the reality TV experience is to show folks at their weakest, with their defenses down or with their fangs exposed. Either way, weary or warrior, the reality TV contestants are exposed for our entertainment. But what really disturbs me about reality TV is that it isn't reality at all. What purports to be reality TV is simply game shows, where contestants are asked to do strange, difficult, or bizarre things. Just like the old Let's Make a Deal with Monty Hall. There was an audience full of contestants wearing silly costumes, jumping up and down for a chance to guess what's behind one of those three doors. Today's TV shows are just like those game shows of old, but on steroids. They're just game shows dressed up. One more form of entertainment. Reality TV? That's the news. Serious reporting that opens our eyes to what's happening in our nation. What's happening all around us. Accurate reporting that shows us the millions of citizens who are unemployed, or who are homeless, or hungry, or without health insurance, who live on the edge. This is reality TV, and frankly, it isn't entertainment. At times, we may even want to divert our eyes from the screen, for what we are seeing disturbs us. Genuine reality TV challenges us to see the world in which we live and perhaps motivates us to action, gets us up from our comfortable couches to get involved, to help, to make a difference. If we really want to see reality, all we need to do is volunteer some time at a local food pantry or a homeless shelter. In the season of gift-giving, perhaps those of us who are able can give the gift of our time and money to those less fortunate than we. And reality TV? Well, reality TV is as close to being reality as ketchup is to being a vegetable. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam, and I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and as always, thanks for listening.